Suppose that we let him have 100 ducats, and that he gives us in return a written guarantee allowing us to fish all we want in all of his rivers. Then he gets the 100 which he needs, but we get the fish, and it will be good business all around." The day his lordship accepted this proposition, it seemed such an easy way of getting 100 gold pieces, he signed the death warrant of his own power. His clerk drew up the agreement. His lordship made his mark, for he could not sign his name, and departed for the East. 2 years later he came back dead broke. The townspeople were fishing in the castle pond. The sight of this silent row of anglers annoyed his lordship. He told his equerry to go and chase the crowd away. They went, but that night a delegation of merchants visited the castle. They were very polite. They congratulated his lordship upon his safe return. They were sorry his lordship had been annoyed by the fishermen, but as his lordship might perhaps remember, he had given them permission to do so himself, and the tailor produced the charter which had been kept in the safe of the jeweller ever since the master had gone to the Holy Land. His lordship was much annoyed, but once more he was in dire need of some money. In Italy he had signed his name to certain documents which were now in the possession of Salvestro de' Medici, the well-known banker. These documents were promissory notes, and they were due 2 months from date. Their total amount came to £340 Flemish gold.